Federal authorities are conducting a nationwide crackdown against a Latino street gang involved in murder, drug smuggling, and human trafficking. More than 100 members of the gang, known as Mara Salvatrucha, or MS-13, have been arrested in six cities across the United States. The gang is believed to have more than 50,000 members in the U.S. and Latin America. Joining me now is NPR's Mandalit Del Barco, who's been reporting on Latino gangs and MS-13. And hi, Mandalit.
Hello.
So how significant are these latest arrests in the battle against these international gangs, given the fact that federal officials are now working directly with local police?
It's quite significant. In fact, it's a national roundup of these gang members who many of them had been deported down to Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, and now they are back and they have felonies. They're convicted felons. So the immigration authorities have been arresting them for their past violations.
An LAPD detective is quoted in one of the papers today as saying that this isn't a gang, it's an army. That sounds kind of scary.
It does, doesn't it? You know, there are many cliques around the country and internationally in Central America, and their crimes include, as you said before, murder, human smuggling, assault, narcotics, and even plotting to murder a police officer in the United States. Homicide, pretty bad.
So would you compare these gangs to other gangs that we know about, like the Bloods and the Crips, in terms of their ruthlessness?
Many of the leaders of this gang originally were immigrants to this country. They were perhaps in the military in El Salvador during the Civil War there. They were really young when they came here. They knew about violence, and they brought that knowledge with them. When they came to this country, they told me that they had to defend themselves against other gangs. So a lot of them have now gone back to Central America, and there's a crackdown there too as well, and it's called the Mano Dura, or the Super Mano Dura, and it's similar to the crackdown that they're having here in the United States.
You were actually there in Latin America recently, in El Salvador and Honduras, and spoke to leaders of MS-13. What did they tell you?
Well, first of all, I went to a prison, several prisons in Salvador, and it's incredible to see that a lot of these guys have been deported from the United States, and they have sort of an homage to Los Angeles. Everything is Los Angeles. This is where the gang Mara Salvatrucha began. Mara meaning gang, and Salvatrucha is the slang word for Salvadoran. I spoke to one guy whose his name is Ernesto Miranda. His nickname is Smokey. He's now studying law, and he talked about starting the gang here in Los Angeles' Pico Union area.
In this country, we were taught to kill our own people, no matter if they were from your own blood. If your father was the enemy, you had to kill him. So the training we got during the war in our country served to make us one of the most violent gangs in the United States.
Now, Mandalit, you said earlier that these gang members had been deported many times and had come back. So what's to say that they won't come back again after this crackdown?
There's nothing to say that. They could be back, although in El Salvador and these other countries, many times they're arrested and they're put in prisons there, and it's not a pretty thing to be in prison in Central America.
Thanks a lot. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
Thank you.